诸佛菩萨、上人、诸位法师、各位佛友，阿弥陀佛。Homage to all Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, the Venerable Master, all Dharma Masters, and all friends in Dharma, 阿弥陀佛。这里是进忏，今天晚上是进忏，今天晚上太紧张了，今天晚上要轮到进忏和。大众接法缘。Tonight is Jinzhan's turn to tie Dharma affinity with everybody. 忏悔这个法门在我们修行的过程中是十分重要的。刚才我们听的普贤亨愿品中呢，普贤菩萨十大愿的第四个愿即是忏悔业障。可见呢，在佛陀的教法中，自古以来具有这一门的功课。Repentance is most critical in cultivating and learning the Buddha Dharma. We just listened to the Universal Worthy Conduct and Vow chapter, and the fourth vow of the Universal Worthy Bodhisattvas is the repent and reform karmic obstacles.Evidently, there has always been this particular practice according to the Buddha's teachings. 那忏悔法门在大乘佛教中呢，是至为重要的一个法门。中国人呢，欢喜礼忏这样的法会，因此佛教传到中国之后，研发出礼忏的这种修行的方法。例如说梁皇宝忏呢，是智公禅师应梁武帝的邀请的请求，为超荐皇后痴氏脱离蟒蛇身而做的。那慈悲三昧水忏呢，则是悟达国师为超荐就是说人面疮之后他所写的一个忏法。那佛教呢，以救度众生为本怀，从己身因缘泯念众生苦而宣扬礼忏之法。So the Dhammado of the repentance is the most important practice within Mahayana Buddhism. The Chinese enjoy Dhamma assemblies for bowing and repenting. Hence, repentance that include bowing, period after Buddhism came to China. For example,during the repentance of the Emperor Liang, is actually the Dhyana Master Zigong wrote this repentance at the request of Emperor Wu of the Liang Dynasty to release the former Queen Chi from the body of a python. And the repentance of the Compassionate Samadhi Water was written by National Master Wu Da.To cure a sore that appeared as a human face on the knee. Buddhism's main goal is to save all living beings. One emphasizes with and is mindful of all beings suffering while observing one's own causes and conditions. As a result, Buddhism promotes the practice of bowing repentances.除了以上两个忏法之外呢，其实还有很多的忏法，像我们现在拜的万佛忏呢，就是其中一个，或者是圣城呢，平常每天都会拜的大悲忏等等，忏门十分的多，行之于中国呢，已经有1000多年了。那中国人呢，对拜忏呢，特别有感应，特别有心得，形成中国佛教的一大特色。Besides the above two repentances, there are also the 10,000 Buddha's repentance, which we are right now bowing, and the great compassionate repentance, which we bow every day here in the ordinary time. There is no small number of repentance that have been practiced in China for more than 1,000 years. The Chinese especially feltThe responsives and rapid insight from bowing repentances, thus effecting this major feature in China Buddhism. 那我们在拜忏的时候要如何悔过呢？要怎样改过自新？怎么做才是最有效的呢？在论语里面，曾子有说过这样的话，他说：吾日三省吾身，为人谋而不忠乎？与朋友交而不信乎？传不习乎？可见呢，尽职、诚信跟勤学呢，是曾子自我反省的课题。可是最重要的启示呢，就是在每日这个每日这个功夫上面。So one must reform within one's heart daily. But how? One reforms and changes one's thoughts and begins anew. How to do that? The 曾子, one disciple of the Confucius, had these admonitions for us. I make three reflections daily. Have I failed to fulfill my obligations to others? Have I been unfaithful to any friends? Have I revealed what I have learned? So we can see fulfilling obligations, being sincere and faithful, and studying diligently are the themes of reflection of Zheng Zi. But the greatest inspiration comes from mastering this practice by doing it daily.那去年呢，进站大概因为签证的关系，在台湾六个月到场待了，从二月份待到九月份，在那边呢，他们每个月都会拜水忏。那进站呢，就有这个机会常常去参加他们的法会。那在这个慈悲三昧，就是在这个慈悲三昧水忏中呢，他讲到忏悔的心要，就是有七个方面，来做到忏悔。第一个呢，就是惭愧心；第二个就是要生恐怖心；第三个呢，就是生厌离心；第四个呢，就是我们要发我们的菩提心；第五个呢，就是起这个愿亲平等的心；第六个呢，就是要念报佛恩的这种心；第七个呢，就是观罪性空。So last year, 进站because of the visa problem, so I went back to Taiwan. I stay in the 六归台湾。From February to the September, and the branch over there bow to the water repentance once a month. So then I have these opportunities to participate all these sessions. And in this particular repentance and the water repentance lists the essential stages of repentance.And the first one comes a sense of shame. Second is the fear. The third is disgust and relinquishment. The fourth is the resolve for the body mind. The fifth is equal regard for enemies and relatives. The sixth is mindfulness of repaying the Buddha's kindness. And the seventh is contemplations of offenses as being empty.因为时间的关系，这里就不详细的解释哈。I'm not going to detail all these things because we don't have enough time. 那我们累劫以来所造的罪业到底有多少呢？在普贤亨元品，就是我们刚刚听的那个里面有提到，就是说我们所造的业呢，幸好是没有体相的。如果有体相呢，就会充满这整个虚空了。So how much is the offenses that we have accrued from endless eons ago? No one knows, but just like the universal worthy conduct and vows says, it is fortunate that offense karma has no form. Otherwise, living beings' offense karma would have caused space to burst apart. 那我们造了罪业呢，当然就是靠忏悔能够消除我们这个罪业。可是我们是不是可以从另外一个角度来看呢？我们是不是可以从现在开始，我们就想办法不要再就是尽量减少，或是不要造这种罪业，或是犯这种过失呢？ So of course, we have the offenses, so we now bound to the repentance. But on the other perspective, maybe we can try not to make so many offenses or make so many mistakes from now on. 那因为我们都不是圣人，所以就是人非圣贤，孰能无过？那孔子呢就说过，有过错怎么样？过则勿惮改。其实不需要去害怕过错，就是只要去改过，就是那这过错就可以把它改掉了。So the because we are just ordinary people, so we make mistakes or make offenses. And Confucius instructs us, once we have the mistakes or offenses, we shouldn't be afraid to correct them. Once we correct, then the mistake will disappear, or the offenses will disappear. 那孔子又说呢，如果怎样，有过，过而不改，是谓过矣。意思是说，如果我们知道我们犯了什么过错的话呢，可是我们却不去改正它的话呢，这个不去改正它这种心态呢，本身就已经是个过错了。So the Confucius also said, if we have any mistakes, we know we have mistakes, but we don't want to correct them, then this mind don't want to correct is already a mistake again.那这个说起来是蛮容易的，可是容不容易做啊 ？So it is easy to say, but does this easy to do? 进站个人认为呢是非常困难的。例如说，每天早上我们都知道三点半要起床，四点半要来做早课。那如果我们今天迟到了，我们是不是从此都不会再迟到了呢？例如说，我们今天就偷懒睡到，比如说三点五十分才起床的话。那我们是不是知道这个是过错，从此以后都不会再偷懒，不会再睡晚一点了？恐怕不是那么容易的。So this is very easy to say, but it's very difficult to practice, to apply it on our daily life. For example, we all know the morning ceremony begins at 4 o'clock, so we should get up at 3:30 or about that time. But maybe someday we just sleep over. Maybe we get up at 3:50 or almost 4 o'clock. So we are late for the morning ceremony. Can we correct that and never been late again to the morning ceremony? I think it's not so easy, right? 那所以呢，这个其实说到这个。要改过呢，改过自新呢，其实我们从许多古来的祖师大德呢，或者是这些贤人圣人的言语行为呢，我们都可以找到很好的借镜，然后从中呢来反省我们自己，看看我们自己看有什么可以学的可以做的，然后慢慢把我们的过失改掉。 So from all these ancient sages and peopleAll their conduct, all their words, we can learn from all these things and then try to correct our own mistakes. 例如说呢，有一次鲁哀公他就问孔子，他就问说，他的弟子里面有哪一个是比较好学的？那孔子就回答说，有颜回者好学。然后孔子实际上呢，他是只提出了两个颜回好学，就是说颜回这个人的特殊的点。当然颜回有非常非常多的优点，可是在这里呢，孔子只提了两个。第一个他就讲说不迁怒，第二个就讲不贰过。然后当然后来他就讲不幸短命失矣，接下来就找不到像他这么好学的了。So actually we can see, When the Confucius time, once the king of the Lu country asked Confucius, which one of your disciples studied the hardest? And the Confucius answers, one disciple named Yan Hui studied the hardest one. And of course, Yan Hui have many, many good, very good virtues. But here, Confucius only mentioned two. One is he was never angry to something he shouldn't anger to. And the other is he never make the same mistakes. 那从这里呢，我们可以看看，那什么叫不迁怒，什么叫不贰过？不迁怒呢，就是讲说他，并不是讲说他不会发脾气哈，并不是说他不会有任何的嗔恨心，而是说他不会向错误的对象来生气。举个例子好了，例如说我们在公司上班的时候被老板骂了。回到家呢，我们心里很不高兴，就对小孩子发脾气啦。这就是所谓的迁怒，就是说你自己心里不舒服，然后像一个无辜的对象来发泄你的情绪，这个就叫迁怒。So what is the he? What does that mean? He's never angry to the one he shouldn't to. Let's take an example. For example, maybe we are scolded by our boss when we are working, and after we got home, then we are still very angry. Then we yell to our kids or something like that. That's called you are angry to the person who is innocent.So, 那不贰过呢？这其实就是刚刚讲到的，就是说，我们犯了过错呢，我们知道它是过错呢，我们就应该尽量去改过。那颜回呢，他跟我们不一样的地方是他绝对不会去犯同样的错误，就是说，同样的错误他绝对不会犯第二次的。所以孔子在这边呢，只提出这两点来回答这个鲁哀公这个问题。可见呢，这个是多么重要的一个美德。And so never make the same mistakes, just like what I just mentioned. And so, Confucius just answered the king about these two virtues of the Yan Hui. So we can tell how importance of these two virtues. And that's the point we should learn.而这呢，也正是我们应该要学习的地方。那在孔子的学生里面呢，除了颜回以外呢，还有另外一个很重要的，就是子路。子路呢，他其实也是比孔子还要早就过世了，所以孔子那时候其实这两个学生死亡对的过世对他造成很大的影响，他非常的难过。So the other disciple named Zi Lu is still very famous. And these two disciples, Yan Hui and Zi Lu, are actually passed away earlier than Confucius. So Confucius were very sad at that time. 那子路呢，他的在这个改过方面，他有什么特色呢？他特色就是他怎样闻过则喜。他只要听到有人讲指出他过错了的地方呢，他就非常非常的欢喜。这个意思当然不是说好心的规劝他或者怎么样，甚至有可能是在背后批评他这样子的话呢，子路也是听到都非常非常的欢喜，因为这样子呢，他觉得就是这样子，他才有这个机会知道他的过错在哪里，然后他就可以把这个过错给改正过来。And so this 子路呢，He felt very happy to hear anybody to criticize him about any things. And this criticism doesn't necessarily to point out in face to him, but maybe some critical or some scold behind him. Because he thought this is a very good opportunity for him to correct his own mistakes. Only this way he can become a better person, because maybe he himself couldn't really realize his own faults. 所以这个就是我们应该要学的，就是说如果我们背后有什么人在批评我们什么什么，我们犯了什么错啊，或者是讲我们不好的行为或者什么的时候呢，我们都应该心存感恩，因为唯有这样子呢，我们才会知道我们自己的过错。 So this is the point that we should learn, because when we heard the people scold us, maybe behind us, or criticize us about our conduct or something behavior, we should feel very gratitude, because this is the point that we can correct our own fault. 那上人呢也是这样教导我们，他有一首偈颂非常有名，相信大家都很清楚。那首偈颂就是说，真认自己错，莫论他人非。他非即我非，同体名大悲。 And the Venerable Master composed a verse to teach us how to correct our own faults, or how to recognize our faults. So it says like this: truly recognize one's own faults, and don't talk about others' faults. Others' faults is just like my own faults. So, because we are all the same substance, that called the great compassion. The translation is very poor, so please follow the BTTS translate. 那这个其实我们如果认真去研究的话呢，我们就不会把它当成一个很普通的偈颂。这偈颂呢，其实非在我们如果能，我们如果知道怎么样用的话呢，对我们的日常生活的帮助其实非常非常的大的。So we don't look lightly for these verses, because if we know how to apply these verses in our daily life, then we will benefit a lot.怎么说呢？比方说，常常就是我有人就会指责我们做错什么事情，或者是有什么不对的想法。可是这时候，如果那件事情真的不是我们做错的时候，通常我们第一个反应都会说：“那不是我。” So in our daily life, many many times people will point out our faults or our mistakes. But what if the mistakes doesn't make by us, then the first sentence will say, "Oh, that's not me. That wasn't me. That's not my fault," or something like that. The first thought in our mind will defend ourselves first. Even the mistakes, even we really make the mistake, we will still find lots of excuses to say why we did something like that.那这个呢，就是说上人就是教我们真认自己错，而莫论他人非。因为一旦我们开始辩解，一旦我们开始说那不是我，那是别人某某人的时候，我们就已经开始怎样，就开始讲其他人的是非了。那当然我们会想说，那明明不是我啊，那我干嘛要承认呢？那上人第三句就讲什么呢？他非即我非，然后同体名大悲。那其实就算是别人犯的错呢，那我们至少我们不用去解，我们不用去说是某某人做了怎么样啊，或者某某人犯了什么错误啊，是不是？我们不见得说一定要就是我的错，但是我们不需要去评论别人说哦，他做错了什么事，又是他又是什么人，某某人怎么样什么的。那为什么？因为同体名大悲嘛。So we always defend ourselves first.Or find lots of excuses to explain why we did something like this or something like that. But if we do so, then the second line of the verse, we already not follow the second line of the verse. The second line is don't talk about others' faults or fault. because the third line, the other's faults is just like our own faults. So once we discuss, want to explain or want to say this is not my fault or something like that, we already make another mistakes because everybody is in the same substance. Okay, 那所以我们就是说，除了忏悔我们过去所造的业的之外呢，同时我们也应该尽量再去避免犯任何的错。然后最重要的呢，就是每天反省自己，看有没有犯什么错，可以把它改过来。Now we are bowing the repentance, and at the same time, we should try not to make any new mistakes or any new faults. And the most important things is we should reflect on our own behaviors every day, so we can make progress. 那今天就讲到这边，阿弥陀佛。